All right, good morning. Okay, so in typical University of Maine fashion, we're going to have, you know, someone introduce the person who's going to introduce the person who would, it's ad infinitum. I'm sure you're all familiar with that. I feel really honored to help introduce not only our morning keynote speaker, but also to help frame a little bit of the discussion that I think she'll talk about. We did discuss this, but you know, we're all in process as beings, so hopefully this will actually work. And I really appreciate what you said in terms of introducing the idea around deep ecology, because I think those of us working on indigenous environmental issues have had both positive and negative relationships to deep ecology and sort of more radical environmental movements. I think we feel akin to them on the one hand, but also there are sort of ways that I think the framers, Hugh in particular, have tried to set up a way that deep ecology can be very, very respectful and appreciative of the people and cultures of this particular land, and I really appreciate that, Hugh. I think that says a lot about this conference and where you're all coming from. So I know there are a lot of allies that Sherry and Maria and others have worked with in this room, so I appreciate that. There is a series of critiques, and I asked Sherry if I could be the bad guy. Usually I'm a good guy and she's the, you know, bad cop. But it's only because I feel like I really need to be loved, you know, it's sort of my insecurity. But I'll be more bad guy today. That there's a subaltern historian named Ramachandran Guha, who wrote a really interesting critical appreciation of deep ecology, and I can make that available. Maybe we can put it online or something. And he talks about this very important shift that deep ecology talks about in, you know, the shift from an anthropocentric, right, a human-centered notion of the environment to a more ecological or biocentric notion. And Monique mentioned that in a way, that's a reimagining of the same duality that was a sort of a core problem with sort of Western or American environmentalism in general. So there's that, is by making the shift towards a biocentric, is that erasing that seeming dichotomy? And I think that's something that an indigenous approach might help us think through. And Sherry will talk about the rights and responsibilities as maybe a different kind of sense of creation. And I think another critique being that there's this focus on wilderness or wildness in deep ecology, which I think it's more not so much about the philosophy, but the art and poetry that it's produced, that there's this sort of focus on the big mountain or the wolf or whatever, you know, the things that we value as humans in the first place. So how do we then value all creation in an equal way, and sort of how is it filled with a more spiritual dimension, I think is something that as a crossroads indigenous approaches to these issues can share with deep ecology as well. And then finally, I think there's this appreciation, and sometimes it can border upon appropriation that deep ecologists have in terms of the indigenous philosophy, or in particular, I think this is probably more important in the classical deep ecology, is Eastern philosophies or Eastern religions. And trying to, I think everyone's sort of tradition has this mystical, everyone has a mystical tradition, and I think it's really interesting to see how we might do that without kind of looking towards some other and thinking about our own mystical traditions. That there might be a crossroads sort of thinking from within that I think also indigenous or place-based philosophies could be really helpful with. And I think then the other piece of sort of rights and responsibilities has to do with indigenous knowledge or traditional ecological knowledge, which can recognize the process and not just outputs, right, of our knowledge, and in who engages in that knowledge, and not see it simply as property or discovery, but the ways in which we inhabit the world through our different experiences and knowledge, and how we relate that to others. And I know Sherry will help us think that through. So those are just the themes. Hopefully you can kind of track that through the day and see how we're doing. send all your critical comments to Hugh. I'm not a good, I will cry. But the idea that someone will hear you, I think, is a really important part of this process. All right, so let me introduce Sherry, who is really just one of my most favorite people in the world and a really amazing thinker and activist and writer and creator when it comes to these issues. Sherry was born and raised on the Penobscot Indian Reservation. She received her JD and her Certificate in Indigenous Peoples Law and Policy from the University of Arizona's James E. Rogers College of Law. She received her BS from the University of Maine, magna cum laude, where she received an Outstanding Student Achievement Award from her department. She's an alumni member of two prestigious American Indian leadership programs, the American Indian Ambassador Program and the UDAL Native American Congressional Internship Program. She's also a published poet, scholar, philosopher. The combination of her intellect and passion for these issues is really unmatched in pretty much anyone I know. So give her a warm welcome, Sherry.